Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I get the name of the person I'm speaking with?
Hello, I have a potential claimant on the other line for transfer. His name is Rhonda. His name is Jose.
Thank you.
Jesus, PONCE for Roundup. Is he ready for transfer?
Yeah, go ahead and transfer him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jesus, how you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I can't complain. It's a pretty good day, so no complaints here. My name is Harold. I'll be able to assist you a little further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Was it you yourself?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup?
Yes.
Did you spray for like homework? Was it for work or,
here at home.
Here at the home. Gotcha. Can I ask you, how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup in your life?
About 6 years.
6 years. How many times would you say you've been exposed? Would you say you've been exposed at least 10 separate times in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you said you sprayed it yourself at home.
Yeah.
When was the first time you actually sprayed Roundup?
May 2009.
When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was diagnosed in, of 2015, like August.
August.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought any legal representation or signed any documents?
No, I have not.
And have you ever had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it only the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. And then you said you were diagnosed in August of 2015?
Yeah.
What is the property address that you sprayed it, that you actually sprayed Roundup?
9885 Arleta Avenue, Arleta, California, 91331.
And do you know of any family, friends, neighbors who also sprayed Roundup who were diagnosed with anything?
No.
And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
I believe I was 46.
46?
Yeah.
Would you say, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Well, I sprayed it for about 2 times a month. For about 6 years.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, during, were you ever diagnosed prior with HIV, AIDS, and autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or hepatitis B?
No.
No. Were you ever diagnosed or did you ever have a organ transplant, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
No. Did you ever have Epstein-Barr, lupus, or cancer that requires chemo besides non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And is there family history of cancer?
No.
No. Okay. And then how do you spell your name?
J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S.
P-O-N-C-E.
P-O-N-C-E.
And then the last thing. Yeah, P-O-N-C-E.
And then last name?
P-O-N-C-E.
Okay, so that is the last name.
Perfect. Yeah.
Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
Divorced.
Divorced. And now could you go ahead and confirm your date of birth for me?
9/29/69.
And now, how tall are you?
6 feet.
6 feet. And then how much do you wear?
Probably about 240, 250.
40, 250. And then when did you learn about your first connection between Roundup and your injuries?
What do you mean? When did I start feeling?
When were you like, Roundup maybe could have caused the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? When did you kind of first hear about, the connection?
The first week of August 2015.
Gotcha. Was it like through an ad? Did your doctor say, hey, maybe this could have this could have caused it?
Well, my brother, who's been in the medical field for a long time, told me to go take some tests.
Gotcha.
And then
you kind of went, and that's kind of when they told you?
Yeah, I wanted to take some tests because I was having some pains.
Gotcha. Do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis or no?
I need to look for them. I need to find them. But I'll give you permission to pull whatever records you need.
Do you know if the hospital has them?
The hospital, I believe they should.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So as long as the hospital has them, we should be fine. What is the best email address for you?
PonceJesus945@gmail.com.
So last name, first name, 452?
945@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Your phone number, best phone number for you, 818-310-1724?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then you said you use it about 2 times per month. Okay. Did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Sure. And you said you started in May of 2009, right?
Yes.
When would
Could
you say?
Hold 1 second, please?
Yeah.
No. Hello?
Yep, I'm sure.
Yeah, I apologize about that.
No worries. No worries at all. When would you say you stopped spraying Roundup?
I stopped spraying?
Correct.
Of 2015.
Gotcha. When you were diagnosed?
Yeah, like the first week of August 2015.
Did you wear any protective gear when you applied it or no?
No,
nothing like that. Okay.
I wore gloves, but I didn't wear no respirator or nothing.
Gotcha. And then you only sprayed in California, right? At that property address you gave me?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then how many exposures to the Roundup spray would you say you have in your lifetime, if you had an estimated number? I know you said about 2 times a month, 6 years. Let's
see. 12.
So would you say about 72 maybe now? 72 times in your lifetime?
How many times did I use it?
Oh, how many?
Is that your question?
Right. I mean, you said 2 times a month, right, for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. 2 times a month.
I mean, I got off. I got kind of went off on my math there. But, yeah, 2 times a month for about 6 years.
Okay, gotcha. So about 144 times in your lifetime, then. Would you say that's accurate? I mean, if that's math.
If that's the math adds up to that, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
City water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope. Okay. And now, was it a concentrate or premix that you used?
Concentrated.
And where would you typically buy it? Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
So, do you have any receipts or any extra bottles in your possession or no?
No, I don't. I may have an extra bottle. But I don't think so.
Okay. All right. If you do, you know, just, you know, keep it to the side, take pictures of it or anything like that. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Nope. And are you currently employed?
No.
Nope. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever filed disabilities, workers' comp, or filed bankruptcy?
No.
No. Other than any minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. And now, what is the hospital that diagnosed you?
Holy Cross Medical Center.
That's in Los Angeles?
In Mission Hills, California.
Mission Hills. That's at the 15031 Rinaldi Street in Mission Hills?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you remember the doctor that treated you?
Benjamin Leach.
Dr. Leach. Okay. And now, the hospital that did your treatment, is that the same hospital that did the diagnosis, or did you have to go somewhere else for?
Yeah.
Okay, so
no, that was the same hospital.
Gotcha. Do you have a treatment date? Do you remember a date you were treated?
The date that I was treated?
An estimated date. Completely fine, too.
Yes. Well, it was a... Oh, Jesus Christ. August 26, 2015.
Gotcha. Did you have chemo, radiation, stem cell transplant?
Yes, I had chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and I also got was taking pain medication.
Gotcha. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you say, and I know this could be a silly question, but how would you say the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
they kind of scared me and put a real scare in me, but I was able. I mean, but and I went through some pain, but I was able to pull through. You know, mm-hmm. I was able to get by.
That's good.
They kind of messed with me a little bit, but I didn't let it get me, you know, completely down. You know, I got by pretty good.
That's good.
Staying positive and stuff.
Right, you know, because that's really, you know, the only thing you can do, right? Besides, you know, you fight it, do the treatment, but can't get down on yourself, you know.
Well, I said to myself in my mind, I don't have nothing. I'm denying it, you know. I refuse to accept it and bring it into existence.
Right.
You know,
like it's not.
I don't know if that helped or not, but that's just the way. Like if I was to like when they tell a person they got cancer and they accept it, and sometimes I believe they can actually bring it into existence by accepting it. You know, when they let them know, they're dead, like, right away after they find out, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And, I 100% agree. Yeah, I mean, it's like negative thoughts, right? You don't want to let negative thoughts, because then those negative thoughts become reality. So it's like, yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Definitely agree.
But I got by pretty good. I did test positive, but I got by pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Could I go ahead and get your property address?
9885 Arleta Avenue, Arleta, California, 91331.
Oh, so it's the same one that you sprayed it at. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, same one.
And now we do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
You can put down Thomas Ponce. That's my son.
Okay. And his phone number?
His phone number is, let me look it up here. Okay. Area code 818-968-2815.
And do we have permission to contact him if need be?
Yes, you can contact him anytime you want.
And now, the last thing we need is your social. That way we can go ahead and pull medical records whenever you're ready. I'm ready for that as well.
563-65-3092.
Now, I do just want to go ahead and verify all of this information is correct one last time before I send this up to the law firm. I do want to reiterate we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you did spray Roundup for about 6 years, right? You did have at least 10 separate occurrences with the spray. You did spray directly, and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You did spray at least 1 year prior to being diagnosed, and you were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. And you and the hospital, they do have your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you're filing this for yourself. You were diagnosed August of 2015. Your property that you used it is 9885 Arleta Avenue in Arleta, California, 91331. You did spray for at least 10 days or more. You were not diagnosed with any HIV or anything like that. You spell your name J-E-S-U-S, last name P-O-N-C-E. You are a male. Your date of birth is 9/29/1969. Your social 563-653-3092. You are about 6'2", 240. Your email address is last name, first name, 945@gmail.com. You sprayed it about 2 times per month. you did spray it 1 full year prior to being diagnosed. The property was a residential area that you sprayed it. You did not wear any protective gear. Let's see here. Your property was not near a water well. You were not exposed to Agent Orange, any benzenes or herbicides. It was a concentrate that you used. Let's see. Do not smoke, never in the military. And then you were seen at the Providence Holy Cross Medical Center at the Mission Hills, 15031 in Rinaldi Street, Mission Hills, California. You were seen by Dr. Leach. And now, and then your current property address is the same address that you did spray one more time, 9885 Arleta Avenue in Arleta, California, 91331. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you over a DocuSign here. That way we can actually send this up to a law firm and they can go ahead and pull the medical records. One second here. So you should have just received them. They should say Harold King. That's me. It'll say Mass Tort Strategies. Then it'll say DocuSign. It'll go to your email address and your text message, your phone number.
Okay, let me see what we got it here. Nope, I ain't receiving nothing yet. Neither or.
You haven't gotten it yet? Give me one second.
Nope.
Let's see. How about now? 2 seconds, 1 second. Should have just got it.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Yep, that's the one.
Okay. Okay. So log on to it?
Yep, log on to that. You want to adopt your signature. You're going to, you know, draw your signature with your hands and everything. And then sign that, get that sent back so I can send that up to the law firm. And then at that moment, they'll be able to take a look at it, make sure everything, you know, is within their criteria and everything, even though I kind of made sure it was. And then basically, so how that's going to work is they'll call you. Now, the earliest that they'll call you could be about 3 days. The latest that they'll call you could be about a week or so. During that phone call, they're going to verify this information one last time, basically verify everything that you told me is correct and accurate. During that, you know, phone call, once they say, hey, everything fits in, you know, within our criteria, we do accept this case, at that moment, they'll be able to contact the hospital and basically request those medical records, getting everything started for you, and basically, you know, getting to work for you, so.
Okay.
And then the law firm you will be working with, they're called Pulaski Law Firm. Based out of Texas.
Okay.
And then I am going to send you a text message now. Let me see.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. And then here is the phone number. So that phone number, they'll be calling you on.
Okay. I'm trying to do the signature thing. The text message is coming in a little bit hard.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Okay. Okay, there's that. Okay.
Perfect.
Yep, that was good.
Yep, I just got it back. So I'll be able to send this up to the law firm. Perfect. So then, yeah, do you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you do, you have my information. You have my that 949 number that I sent you, the phone number and everything. That's my direct line.
Okay.
So sign me in, log okay. in, save me in, okay? So if I need anything from you within the next week or so, you know it's me and not just a random person, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I do appreciate it, sir. You have a blessed rest of your day. If you need anything from me, you give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.